Hello, we're Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
We also invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's right, darling.
Isn't it?
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing in this flowy number you've got on here?
Oh, this is my ethnic shirt.
It is a very ethnic shirt.
I got it in California.
Ooh, the state of ethnicities.
I always say it. Quick current event. What do you think about this Broad City fiasco? A man was kicked off a plane for wearing a Broad fucking City shirt.
Yeah, I mean, it's of course absurd, but, you know, I don't know. I feel like it's a fucking private company, so just don't fly Southwest. They're lame about their shirts if someone complains.
Yeah.
Just know that.
And just know it.
Virgin, you can wear all sorts of fuck things because Branson doesn't give a damn.
That's an interesting way they could market themselves.
Yep, wear the fuck t-shirt.
Airline. You know who else likes fuck t-shirts?
Yes,
this
you know.
This powerful woman.
That's right. She's a Caucasian writer-comedian who hails from the Buckeye State.
She's written for Rolling Stone, New York Magazine, MTV, and VH1.
She also co-hosted Splitsider's Dog and Pony Show.
She currently writes for the insanely popular sketch show Friends of the People on True TV. Please welcome Miss Hallie Kiefer.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Welcome.
I'm so glad you told everyone I was Caucasian, so you get like a visual.
Yes.
You gotta have a visual.
With radio, we really like paint a picture.
Thank you.
We almost doubled down too because the ethnic shirt, and we started talking about people's ethnicities on the microphone.
Like,
we've started off to a very
this?
Tricky.
Who knows where it's going to go?
No one can say.
What do you think about the Broad fucking City
shirt? You know, I actually have that shirt, and I have at certain times been afraid to wear it out of my house for fear of, I guess, like a child seeing it.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It seems stupid. I mean, I guess I understand, but to your point, it's a private company, but also like,
yeah,
just
let's all be adults.
The, yeah.
Even the kids, like, so what? It's fucking.
But you know what I think it is also, like, I feel like there's so many of those kinds of stories that come out of airlines. Like, if it was, like, a Denny's, I'd be like, oh, well, I don't know. But I feel like every week the airlines are like, oh, if you're fat, you can't come on the plane. Or, you know, like, there's always something where it's like, just let people on the plane. Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Post-9/11, they've got a long leash to just kick people off of planes. I feel
right,
like if there's any instance of a passenger being upset about something and going to a...
Right.
They can be like, I don't want my kid seeing, and then this person
refused. Yeah, but you'd be like,
to-
oh, but your kid can watch this horribly violent, like, movie where everyone gets, like, raped and killed, but they can't see.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Finding Nemo or whatever, yeah.
I remember watching Terminator. Right, yeah. Oh, that deleted
that Pixar,
scene from Finding Nemo.
Gets raped and murdered, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember as a kid watching the Terminator. Oh, sorry, my phone fell down. Terminator and my parents putting their eyes, my hands over my eyes during the brief sex scene where you see your boobs. And then I'm like, but even then I'd be like, but he just murdered a bunch of people and everyone's died. Like, that part is offensive to you.
It's
but two
worse?
Boobs.
Two boobs. And there's like 200 bodies.
And there's a robot murdering people.
Yeah, that's like
and 50, I can see that.
50 Shades of Grey. France gave it like a G rating. They're like, it's sex.
Yeah. Did you guys
Why
see that?
Why does your country care?
We Real did. Pile of shit. Should have given it an F rating.
Yeah.
It's terrible, but I will say the only scene that I really enjoyed is when they're doing the sex contract.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
and they
exactly
went through
what we said.
Which I thought was kind of funny. Mm-hmm. And he's like, and she's like, anal fisting off the table. He's like, okay. She goes, vaginal fisting off the table. He goes, are you sure?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, that's kind of funny.
That's exactly what we said. That was the one scene where I was like, this was a fun moment. I wanted more of that or more of the raciness. There was just a lot of in-between buildup that was...
Oh, all the plot. Like,
oh,
as soon as they weren't
horrendous.
Having sex, you're like, oh,
I
this again.
I just wanted sex.
Yep.
They never had sex.
No.
I was 7 hours into the movie, and they were still being like, no one's ever loved me. And
oh,
I was
God.
Like, I hate this crap.
Also, he seemed like a serial killer vampire. Like, he was just like a dead face.
Yeah.
That's not super
sexy. Yeah, and I'm like, oh, you're a hot virgin. You're 25. You obviously have no genitals.
I was like, that part was so unnecessary.
True. It was.
Which is like a virgin. I was just like, okay, but why?
Yeah,
why?
They never really dove into why. And
yeah,
how.
Like it's like, okay, yeah, like what is your, but I guess.
It's like the man awakening. Can be like so crazy that he wants to like tie you up and beat you, but you can't have even had sex.
Yeah.
That's the fantasy.
Also,
on,
it's
America.
Sort of like that fantasy. It's like, maybe if she was giving something up in order to be with him, but it's like, did she even have a job? Like, did she even, she had one friend.
No.
She had nothing going on. And she's like, I don't know. I'm like, this is the best offer you have. Like,
yeah,
you have nothing. Like, nobody wants to hang out with you. You have no job.
No.
No.
Just fucking hang out with this guy.
The stakes are zero for you.
He's the only one who wants to spend time with you, as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
He's all you have.
He's all you have.
Your family barely cares about you. Yeah.
Oh, that helicopter scene was kind of cool.
What? Hallie loved the movie.
I guess was – oh, there – I didn't. But that scene was – if I was in a helicopter, I would get on and be like, all right, we'll fuck this guy for sure.
Oh, sure. I mean
– no question.
Oh, yeah.
You pull the helicopter.
I think anal fisting's back on the table.
It's back, baby.
All right. Speaking of 50 Shades of Grey, we're a classy podcast. We wine and dine our guests.
You're whining me right now.
Yeah. Well, you wanted Chardonnay and we
brought it.
And
it smells like a hamburger in here, so. It's I feel like I'm being dined. No, it's fine.
It's a hamburger and some Chardonnay.
Yeah, I ate a burrito here earlier.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Well, one of our all-time favorite guests, Bridget Everett, also asked for Chardonnay. Oh, I don't know if you know Bridget. Yeah.
You're
I
in do, good company.
And I, when she had a bit at her most recent Joe's Pub show where she talks about how Chardonnay is the best, and she got into a Facebook fight about someone who didn't like Chardonnay, and I was like, I'm there with you.
Yeah. That's
it's just very buttery. It's a mellowest of white wines.
It's so chill.
It's the only white wine I'll mess around with, I'll say now.
Well, yeah. Chardonnay in California, where I got my ethnic shirt.
That's right.
Full circle, everyone. Hallie, what is it about white wine that gets you going? Is it the no blood teeth?
Is wait the what?
The no blood teeth.
Yes,
of red wine.
I love red wine, but I only drink it at home because my teeth are already kind of brown. Like if I'm going to be perfectly honest.
Same, yeah.
I don't think either of you have brown teeth.
Well, I appreciate that, but once they go, it basically become gray, and then it just looks like I have no teeth.
Yeah,
it's just a bad teeth, or I just have like a gaping piranha maw or something like a lamprey eel. It's just not a good look on me.
A lamprey eel.
Yeah, and you're buzzed enough that you just don't give a damn, so you're just like talking.
You're
all
like
teeth,
smiling like, at a bunch of pictures. Yep, yeah. Yep.
Amazing. Are you single?
I am in the process of becoming not single.
Interesting.
I would say that.
Dating.
Dating. I'm dating, yeah.
Cool. So you're not looking to mingle?
No.
No.
Put your boners away.
Not that
fellas.
I wouldn't. I just,
put them away.
I'm not in that mood.
Right.
No.
Cool.
It's a rough mood to be in for a long period of time. You
dating
know?
Is mingling? Rough.
It's a marathon.
It's the worst. I used to troll Craigslist for weird sex stuff. I didn't like participate, but there was just people who are like, do you want to just come over and like make out and like water my plants?
Oh man.
You know? Just like
that does sound appealing.
Yeah. Everyone just looking for a little bit of tenderness somewhere.
Is the raw sexuality of the Craigslist casual encounters, and it's just like, here's like a cock shot. Are you into it? Are you not?
Right.
Or like the, can you come over and water my plants? I mean, there's definitely something in the middle that's probably the most
but
appealing.
But not really on Craigslist.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So yeah. On Craigslist, what's the extreme? Is the water the plants weirder?
I think just in terms of like the idea that I would come to your home and interact with any of your things is bizarre.
Yeah.
It's like, will you come over and I will put my penis inside your body? I'm like, all right, yeah, no, yeah. I understand where that comes from.
Yeah.
Can you fly a plane? Great. Yeah.
You have a helicopter waiting? Fisting is on.
It was just a beautiful scene. It's just, you see all of the Pacific Northwest from a helicopter. I mean.
What was it, Portland to Seattle? Was that the helicopter
ride?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've lived in both those cities.
Can you imagine a helicopter ride between them?
I cannot. I can imagine
you'd
driving
be
in a
wetter.
Honda Civic.
You would slide
for
right
four
out
hours.
The helicopter. You'd be so wet.
It'd be a slippery ride from Portland to Seattle in a helicopter.
It would. Slippery chute.
Let's
right
talk
now.
About the science of the slippery slide in a little number called Sexy Science.
Ooh.
Oh, God almighty. What do we do here?
We rip articles from the headlines.
Combining our loves of sex and science. This one comes from the Washington City paper. It's titled Chemistry Abounds in Food Science Sex Dinner.
Ooh.
Come and get it. Come and get it. Dinner.
Is that a stock sound?
I'm not sure where that came from.
That's amazing.
Because we grabbed that a while back.
So I think that a clip explains it all. But if you still,
oh, yeah.
If you still question.
That's all. That's all it's about.
Basically, this dude who has a PhD, Eric Schultz, in molecular biology, teamed up with a porn burger food blogger, Matthew Ramsey, and they staged this like weekend dinner that's supposed to combine like kind of the idea of like an aphrodisiac food palette with actual science to like make it super romantic.
So it was like oysters and so forth.
Well, yeah. It's just a three-course meal, so it's going to arouse the appetite and the loins. So they're trying to cram as much sex into each course as they can, hoping attendees can get passionate. So oysters is usually on that.
Chocolate. A lot of seafood.
Yes.
Usually the aphrodisiac.
Yep.
Yeah, I've heard chocolate and I've heard oysters. What else is on there?
I guess red wine.
Red wine. Corn.
The little tiny baby corn?
The little baby corns, yeah. Like the Chinese food baby corns.
Oh, my God.
Are those just little corns? What are those corns? Is it tiny corn or is it a specific strain of corn?
That's a great question. I don't know the answer
to. It tastes different.
And it's gross.
There's no kernels.
It's gross.
You eat the core.
You do eat the corn. I feel like it's, I think it's just the same corn, but smaller.
Sexy little corn.
I think it was
penises.
Bred for the novelty.
Yeah.
Wait for you to pretend to eat it like a regular piece of corn. Yeah.
Like a giant eating
it is.
Corn.
It's amazing.
Which is kind of sexy, but I feel like a giant.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. And when you could fit like the whole thing in your mouth.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sexy.
Getting big for your britches. Well, I don't know if he had any baby corn on the menu, but he did have cheeseburgers. So, I wonder if that's not really. I mean, I've never eaten a cheeseburger and wanted to fuck.
In my mind, like a steak or like some like or like veal. I don't know, like what some sexier venison, like whatever, like some sort of like
get some deer
gamey
on the
meat or something.
Yeah, yep. Something that's kind of like draping genitals.
Yeah,
wild boar,
just blood.
Yeah.
But a hamburger, I don't know. It makes me just think I'm at Wendy's.
Yeah, ground, which is.
I see the appeal of red meat, but I'm with
right,
you.
Yeah.
It would be like a steak.
It should, also, it should be like a little bit, because if I'm eating a whole cheeseburger, I'm going to get real sleepy.
Yeah,
and then I'm probably not going to want to fuck.
Nope.
Without, I'm going to take a 20-minute nap and come back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. More when Murph and I first started dating, we would go to Pock Pock every night and eat wings, and then we'd go to, what was the ice cream place?
Pharmacy.
Oh my
and
God.
Eat like ice cream, and then we just go home and like try to start having sex and then just pass out for 12 hours.
Yeah. You guys are living the dream.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We wake up in like a cloud of farts and be like, let's fuck.
Let's do it now.
Yeah, but it's definitely not like really a sensual. I mean, I guess it's sensual, but it's not sexual.
Yeah, it can't be a heavy meal. It just has to be a little bit of everything.
A little light. Yeah. A little light drizzling of everything.
Just a baby corn, guys.
Just a little lot of baby corn.
The doctors are in. I think that's it for that.
Yeah, fuck that.
Fuck I mean, sexy science.
Fuck your sexy science.
I don't. It just seems like so calculated. You know what I mean?
Yeah, trying to put people in the mood by being like here's
you
a
will
course.
Eat this and you will be turned on.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the like placebo too. They're like, this arugula sprig will make you, and then people are like, ooh, and they're making eyes at each other. Yeah.
Sprig.
Did someone say sprig?
Call me sprig. You got my sprig going. Yeah, that's yeah, I don't know. I think the sexiest food I've ever eaten is Starburst, I guess, if I had to put it.
Because it's like bursting with juices?
Yep. And it's a little sugar rush, a little high on the sugars and the fructose.
That excites you?
Gets me going, yeah.
The corn syrup. It's back to the corn.
Back to the baby corn syrup.
You just love corn.
Fave Reds. I do love corn. Wait, I think I just have a thing for corn.
Is the syrup from baby corn smaller?
I think so. Less calories. It's like a light, like a NutraSweet.
A diet corn syrup.
A diet corn syrup.
Interesting. Just what America's looking for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, everyone, I want to ring my bell, but it's not on the table. There it is. Thank you, Ben.
Sorry about that.
I just had a breakdown when I realized we didn't have our bell out. This is a big part of the
show. I felt an energy.
Oh, good.
And you can ring it, too.
That was the look.
Just whenever you're like,
boy,
ready to.
I'll tell you.
We
boy,
use it
howdy.
To like move on or okay, just like great. Punctuate, whatever.
Awesome.
Well, now that that's punctuated properly.
Baby corn.
Baby corn. Listener love, let's chat about this.
Listen, a mailbag.
These questions come to us. It's 75 degrees in here. It's hot.
I'm sweating.
It's only getting hotter.
People reach out to us. They want to know what's going on.
We
they want to get
advice.
Hot. We give them some advice. So
awesome.
If you have anything to throw in and help these poor souls out, I don't want to call them poor souls, but they might be. Haas, what do we have this week?
We usually are.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming.
Well, we have Deborah Troy from Pennsylvania via our email, menagetrois.radio@gmail. She asks, my husband and I have 5 children between the ages of 3 to 15. We've learned how to be very frugal. So we're comfortable financially, and I must say we feel like experts when it comes to raising kids. I mean, after 5 rounds of it, you learn some tricks. My husband wants another baby, but I'm torn. Is there such a thing as too many children?
There's such a thing as too long a question,
yes.
Deborah, first of all.
I did not know where this was going at
too
all.
Too many twists and turns.
We've gotten a lot of kid shit. Like,
that's
last
so
week,
interesting.
Someone was like, do you have to love all your kids the same?
Oh, my God.
Like, this is a sex podcast.
I know. It's like, maybe you're the only people they have to ask.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, who do I ask? This is the only people.
I can't ask my pastor. He tells me to just keep having kids.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
He tells me to never cover up.
I think that there is a limit, and I think that limit is 5.
Yeah.
I don't think you should go by. I think you hit it, and you're good.
Yeah.
When she threw out the word torn, I wasn't sure if she was going.
Yeah. A little double entendre, you think?
Yeah. You would assume.
Yeah.
That would have made more sense than the actual question.
It would have.
If she'd be like, my pussy's torn. What do I do?
Because
then I feel like we could start brainstorm.
She still has that ass.
Yeah.
I just really
to birth from
that
ass?
Oh,
to fuck from that ass.
Not to birth. Come on.
Okay. Hey, I don't know how the channels work.
Science is almost there.
It's close.
Yeah.
If you could just drop
any
a deuce.
Day is, now.
Is that, is it true?
No, not at all. I don't know.
That's a sexy science
fact. We need to ask that science dinner, gentlemen.
He knows.
I think after some of the shits I've taken that I would successfully birth through my butt.
Yeah. These hemorrhoids I have suggest the same. I mean, I'll never have the opportunity.
Now, I hear you have constant hemorroids.
Yeah.
Why?
You hear that?
I'm not going to say who.
Word around town.
I don't know who would have told me that. But the way she said it, it was like, you have hemorrhoids. That's like a static reality versus, oh, I have hemorrhoids that I'm going to get rid of.
Yeah. You can shrink them.
But you can't get rid of them?
Surgery. Surgically, you can have them removed.
Oh, okay. I didn't
know.
I thought you just had to put that cream on it.
You do,
fine.
And they shrink, and then they kind of like, you know, they'll disappear for months.
That's hard.
Yeah, come back.
It's like baby corn.
It's like if you...
The baby corn version
of a normal
hemorrhoid.
But you just, you can't ever make it.
It'll
no
never go
corn.
Away. It'll yeah. never go away. Yeah, so, Deborah, I mean, just use some preparation H. On that toe up.
Deborah, stop. Don't have any more children.
Don't have any more kids because five is too many. We're overpopulated.
Also, if you want to have another kid, adopt a kid or take in a kid from foster care. There's yep. so many kids that need a home. You already have five of your biological kids. Mm-hmm. Give another kid a shot, especially if you're like, you're great at it and you know that you financially can. Open yourself up to that. That's
you're a
what
great
I think.
Candidate for it.
Yeah.
Nothing's right, I'm torn.
Oh. My vagina's torn.
I'm all out of kids. Gotta have five more. That's it. I can't say anything else to
also, don't put Preparation H on your vagina.
Oh, yeah. That was
whatever
an advice.
You do.
I mean, the last thing you need is...
Oh, speaking of torn real quick. Okay. this is one of those like...
Unring the bell.
I think I already told this story to you, but basically it's just a horrible birth story. I'm not going to tell the long one. One of them is, you know how like you can tear during sex and you'll tear between your vagina and your butt? Basically,
between rounds in the bedroom.
I was so Freudian, and I meant during childbirth.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know when
depends
you have sex with a normal human being.
You know when you're drinking and wine and you're just
you're hanging out with your girls and your vagina rips through your asshole. No, so like during childbirth, your vagina will rip backwards towards your ass. Sometimes it will rip forward, and this happened to this one woman. It ripped forward and it tore her clit in half.
Woo!
So she had two clits, great.
Double the orgasm.
Double the clits.
Oh, man.
So it was just a happy story I wanted to share.
I'm sure
it was the worst pain any human being has ever
seen. I actually, like horrifically, before you finished that story, my mind finished it when you said, because I was thinking, like, hole to hole tear. When you said tore front, I've imagined vagina to mouth, which was like a...
Yeah, that would be
drastic.
Pretty.
That's my
that
mind
would be
completed
pretty
it before.
Drastic. Yeah. If your vagina to your mouth tore,
I just
open.
Went orifice to orifice and I reversed
and it. Wasn't
it. I'm like,
an
I,
infant. It was an alien.
Yes,
it was a full
it was
grown
an alien.
Man.
Yeah, it was a Ridley Scott affair. Well, I just saw like I just tried to do the math of like where how many orifices.
And that's why you're not a mathematician.
That's right. That's why
you just can't do the math.
Can't
the
do the
dwarf
math.
From Twin Peaks like wanders out of your
out of
oh,
your
corpse.
Innards. Oh.
All right. Yeah, bring that bell.
Here we go.
Okay, our next question is from @HungDudley via our Twitter @MenageRadio. He asks, how many times can a woman orgasm? Jeez.
Interesting.
You mean in her lifetime or just like in one setting?
One sitting? 60 seconds?
I mean, it's Hung Dudley asking the question, so he assumes.
So he's got a big old dick.
He's got a big old dick, and he's just trying to brag. This is like a bragging question.
Oh, God, Hung Dudley.
Yeah, the G's implies that, like, women with
well, they're coming
just...
too much.
Yeah, really. Exactly.
I barely want to reply to this.
I know. I
want to
say you're
answer.
A fucking asshole. But also, I want to. What I do want to say is we were talking a little bit beforehand about Google. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if you get the answers. This feels like one of those questions that maybe Hung Dudley is misinformed. Probably like a 13-year-old who's never had sex.
Interesting.
Dear 13-year-old Hung Dudley.
Yeah.
The answer is an infinite amount, but probably just one. Like some people can have multiple orgasms, but not all the time. And I think most people just pretty standard. Well, like you could have multiple orgasms in the same sexual event.
For me,
it's a hard question to answer because I'm like, I don't even understand what they're asking.
No, the context.
I need to wait a little in between.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You
but
can take
it's
a breather,
not like,
but
need 24 hours. It's like, give me a couple minutes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
also,
that's yeah.
You got to work for it, Hung. You can't just like stick jackhammer around.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
I'm just trying to inform a young little mind.
We're assuming this is a 13-year-old kid with a big old dick. Put the work in.
Communication. See how she's doing. And I feel like also it's like I've had multiple orgasms only a couple times, but when I did, I knew, I was like, I know this is going to happen. Aww. So check in, because might be like, all right, I have some information for you.
Yes.
Keep going versus we need to take
this
a break.
Is over.
I need to take a minute.
Yeah, I need a minute.
Yeah.
And lastly, Krista from Denver via our Facebook page. If for the rest of your life you could only have sex with people who are all in the same line of work, what profession would you choose?
Ooh.
Interesting.
That's just straight up asking us a question.
Yeah, we rarely get this. Let's go around. You start, Haas.
Or whoever has one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoever has one.
I would say, all right, musicians are usually sexy.
Yeah.
I'll go with that.
Interesting.
I like power. I would say Supreme Court justices.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Ginsburg.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scalia.
I'm going to say gynecologists, because they would probably know what
the
they're
territory.
Doing.
That's really smart.
Yeah.
I was like straight up like, fireman, mailman, policeman. I was thinking of like
strippers,
the,
male
the
strippers
jobs
coming.
You,
oh yeah, yeah,
when you're like a kid,
that feels good.
Maybe like
heroes.
Maybe real heroes,
superheroes.
Yeah, super. Oh, superheroes. I'm changing my answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Superheroes, Supreme Court justices. What was yours?
Musicians.
Musicians. That's good.
That's
yeah.
a good one. And gynecologists.
Is there like some sort of professional cunnilinguist or something?
I think they're probably. Oh. Hung Dudley.
Micro Machine Man?
Oh, the fast
like,
talker.
The guy who can move his like lips.
Oh, or the scat man from that song. And
you just sit on his face.
I'm a scat man.
I'm changing mine to surfer.
Oh, yeah, that's hot. That's hot.
They're just really hot.
Point Break.
They're always shaking the water off their hair.
Yeah.
They're just constantly shaking that water. Oh, Scatman. We answered so many questions.
I just want to say, for those who don't know Scatman, he started scatting because he actually has a horrible stutter in real life.
Oh. He turned it into a positive.
He also got like a Grammy, I believe.
Did he win a Grammy for that song?
I believe he did. What for that album.
What?
It was a different time.
It was a very different
time. It was the '90s, guys. Whoa, who knows?
It was the Wild West at the Grammys in the '90s.
It's true.
It was up for the taking.
Well, and you know you're getting laid if you have a Grammy.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Scatman was getting knee deep. He was knee deep in it. I mean, I'm talking from the fucking vagina to the mouth.
Oh,
he
was just split right up.
He was scatting all the way top to bottom.
Just
full body.
Whoo.
Full body scat.
Knee deep into the
He
torso.
Was actually made that not because he's scatting, because he was into scat porn. People don't know that.
Yep. Yes. People were pooping all over him, and he turned it into a fucking Grammy.
Yeah, he's like, my name is Scatman. You know what? I should maybe try scatting.
Yeah.
Ass to shoulder.
The story of the Scatman.
Scat everywhere.
Those questions were really interesting and enlightening. And we have a couple now for our guest, Miss Hallie Kiefer.
Oh, boy.
This is something called six sections. It's just six rapid-fire sex questions.
You lay it on me.
Answer as quickly as you can.
Begins now.
Boom.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Would you rather have 10,000 sexual partners or one life partner?
Oh, 10,000 sexual partners.
Hallie, what's the sexiest animal?
Oh, I want to say a leopard.
Who's your number one celebrity crush?
Oh, God. I'd say Jake Gyllenhaal.
What's the best song to have sex to?
Oh, do you guys know Grimes?
Give us a little taste of it.
She's just a... She's a female singer.
Yeah, I know.
It's very ambient music.
Cool. Great, I'd say great. Her. Hot tub, backseat, or bed?
Oh, I would say backseat because hot tub's hot, but then it's just all the water and the bacteria. Backseat, yeah.
And what's the most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Oh, sense of humor.
Yeah.
This has been six sections with Miss Hallie Kiefer.
Get that funny leopard in the back seat. And we got a stew going.
10,000 of them, I say.
Yes.
I just think it could be a big thing of stew in that hot tub.
Big thing of stew, yeah. The bacteria is always something to consider.
Yeah, there were those people, the college students who went in the hot tub and then died.
Died?
Yeah, there was like some
like a
flesh
bacteria
eating bacteria.
Whoa. And then people who like swim in those creeks and then they get like amoebas and they end up getting in their brains.
Yeah.
It's that cabin fever shit.
There was something where someone did something. Oh, they were, what's it called? The thing you do with this?
Sinus,
the neti pot. Yeah.
In Louisiana.
Yeah.
And there's an amoeba and it ate their brain.
Yeah.
That's Louisiana.
The more you know, everyone.
The more you know. When we said sexiest song, I thought you were going to be like, wee, ba, ba, ba.
Oh, my God. If I was smart. No. I haven't done improv in so long.
Right.
My
well, that's
skills
not
were
honest.
Up.
We want
I,
honesty.
No,
we
I loved that ambient.
Ambient is.
It's all. I want to feel like I'm on the moon. I want the most ambient, like, sex music.
The Interstellar soundtrack.
I just popped the movie on.
Yeah,
you know?
Just who can't fuck to McConaughey?
The first, one of the first sex, not, it wasn't full on sex, but like one of the first hookup encounters I ever had was I was with this guy I saw in college, and I had to watch that movie Freaks from like the 30s. Because mm-hmm. I was taking a literature of disability class, and this was like depictions of people with disabilities. Wowza. So I had it on in the background, and we ended up hooking up during the movie. I still don't, I haven't seen the movie all the way through, but like occasionally I would look over, and it would just be like a horrible, horrible scene.
Deformed.
Would just be like a
head.
Man with no limbs, then making him crawl through the mud, all this horrible
sexy.
Stuff.
Sexy.
Yeah. I guess this explains a lot of where
like, no, that like young scene. Psyche.
Wait, what?
That, like, got into your young psyche.
It certainly didn't help. I'll say that much.
Yeah. I feel like I did a lot of, like, fingering in movie theaters.
Oh,
in
that's
school.
The best.
And you're just like, oh, it's, like, some terrible.
Right. Yeah, just, like, you're watching that.
Movie that's, like, connected now forever to, like.
Like that that A Seed in Fear with Reese Witherspoon. Yep. Yeah.
Yes. That's a very sexy scene.
When should I bring up my porn thing is
I
now?
Think now.
Okay. I think now is the perfect time.
I just want to discuss something because it was what I had a revelation, and it was basically, you know, when you like a certain thing in porn, but you didn't know what it was called.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So recently I found out what it is called, so now I'm able to search it. It really has opened up my world. And the thing I'm interested in is called Friendly Fire. And it's basically, it's when you have a male, female, like it's two guys and a woman, three-way. And Friendly fire is when like the guys come on each other,
uh-huh.
But it's more generally a term for when some gay stuff happens, which is basically like, oh, we're in a three way, and like it's not like we're all having sex with each other, but it's like getting there.
Yeah,
and it just like now that I can search them, like this is
that's great.
I mean, the world is open to me. It's going to take over my life.
Does any like Vietnam porn come up?
Yeah, when you're searching for fire,
not yet.
Because the friendly fire is just. Soldiers shooting their own by accident.
Oh, no, I do know that. I have yet to see any of that porn come up. It's been all pretty much.
But don't you feel like that porn probably exists?
That's kind a of niche. Porn exists. That's a niche.
To me, it's like, isn't that stuff on like the deep web and it's hard to Google that? I just imagine Google, it's probably a Google, but like I'm not going to those pages.
Well, Cheney has buried it all is the thing.
Because
like,
and
Rumsfeld.
Because he made
they don't
a lot
want
of
people, Yeah, well, he made a lot of them. And
he
doesn't want people to know
about them.
He stars
in most of them. Yeah.
I mean, he is the star of his friendly fire.
God help me if that turns out to be my favorite porn.
Pause.
I saw a video recently that was hilarious where it was the setup was like a massage parlor that then led to them having sex, like with the gentleman having sex with the masseuse. And so she finished him by jerking him off.
Great.
But he was laying down and it was positioned just so that when he finished, it just blasted right into his face.
Ooh.
See, that sounds great.
Face.
Yep.
Solo. That's the solo.
I guess comedy is subjective because to me, they're like, that's not funny, but it's just hot. But, you know.
Because his reaction, he was like supposed to be amateur and he was like pretty. Yeah, he was like, oh.
Oh, it was a shocker to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was not expecting that.
I like that.
Great.
I like that. I wonder.
I think that sounds great though in kinds of porn.
Yeah,
like a little bit of gay stuff.
And yeah, I was just gonna say, is it the just the kind of crossing of like sexuality doesn't mean anything. We're all just kind of animals going at it.
And I found this one Tumblr and base is called Fuck Yeah Friendly Fire if you're into this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm
the guy who curates it will answer questions. So it's all of these. I don't want to say they're bros, but all these men writing in and being like, I was having a three-way with my friend and his girlfriend, and I started sucking his dick, and am I gay? And all the answers to him being like, maybe a little bit, but that's okay. Like, what?
That sounds like a bro
question. Do you want to do? But like, literally, it's all these men writing in and being like, I'm afraid, and he's just like, listen, I suck dudes' dicks all the time.
Yeah.
It's fine. And like, it's just like nice to have that person who it's like, clearly they're having a lot of like cognitive distress, and he's like, yeah, that sounds hot, as demonstrated by my entire website.
Right.
Clearly a bunch of people are into this.
Yeah, there's no need to desperately search for a definition of what it is.
You don't have to freak out. Yeah. It's totally fine.
Yeah.
Well, which I also like that part too.
It's not gay. It's not straight. It's friendly fire.
Right,
friendly
yeah.
Fire.
It just gives this great, like,
it's just a good time.
A lot of legends of porn started out, maybe not so much anymore, but I think in the heyday, there was a lot of the gay for pay thing, which brings up the question. Like Peter North was as a legendary straight performer, but Matt Ramsey started out as just like a gay performer.
Because it just pays more.
Exclusively because it paid more, yeah.
Yeah.
but has just said, like, not even in a bro-y way, but has just said, like, I am not homosexual in my personal life in any way, shape, or form. I just managed, I was able to get an erection and maintain an erection while fucking you do, which, but then you get into the spectrum shit, and you're like, what does it mean, and who cares what it means, more importantly.
I also think it's like, you could be straight and then just enjoy sex with men, or you could be gay and enjoy sex with women. Like, that's not,
that doesn't,
you can have it any way you want it, because the idea that, like, these labels mean anything, it's like, no, we're just trying to describe something. We're not dictating what that thing is.
Exactly. Well,
those, like, bohemian periods throughout history were always, like, really exciting to me, because they were, like, people were so fucked up on drugs or so deeply into art and so, like, had separated themselves so much from those sorts of labels that they would just do whatever felt good.
The genders disappeared.
Be with whoever felt right. Like, it was just, this sensuality was, like, key or, like, king, you know? And that's just, like, has always, like, seemed, like, so hot. It's like rock star
stuff. Bring that back. Like, Bowie, like, and Jagger.
You're like, I don't know what the fuck I am. I just fuck people and it feels awesome.
I feel like we're due for that, because I feel like there is more, like, you know, like, you're more free to do certain things, but labels are very important right now.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're, like, for younger people. And I totally get that, like, having a label helps you have an identity and it makes you feel, like, you know, empowered that you're that identity. But I feel like in, like, 15 or 20 years, like, everyone's just going to be, it's just, whatever it's going to be, it's, like, going to be so different than right now. And I feel like it's all about, like, identity politics.
Right.
In this, like, very specific way. And it's like, we're going to get past that, and it's going to be, like, one of those periods again.
Totally. And I think people think, like, those identities are important for acceptance, because, like, we have to say what we are and then fight for it. And you're like, but we want to be at a point, obviously. Where there's just whatever.
It's like, who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know what race I am, and I don't know who I just fucked. But I liked it.
But I felt good about it.
Exactly.
I felt good about it.
And I'm now president. I hope that that all happens. I also hope that we can make heads or tails of our PC spotlight.
Our power couple of the week.
You know her, New York City-born actress who is quite the closer.
And you know him, Philadelphia-born actor who's got loose feet. We're talking Kyra Sedgwick.
And Kevin Bacon.
That's who we're talking about.
That's who we're talking about.
Woo.
Ooh. Who did you think when...
I had no idea.
So,
who has loose feet? You know?
He's got those loose feet.
He's got those loose feet.
This is an actual couple.
Well, sure.
We've been getting weird with this segment lately, but this is an actual cool PC. They, like, take turns raising their kids and doing cool acting gigs, and they just seem awesome.
That's
They've been
awesome.
Together for, like, 30 years.
And also they're cousins.
I'm sorry, what?
They're cousins.
Oh.
They're ninth cousins once removed.
Interesting.
They did one of those genealogical things on one of those family tree type shows a little while back.
Which brings us back to GSA, genetic sexual attraction.
You love the GSA.
It's hilarious to me. I mean, it's just interesting. Sorry. Didn't mean to offend anyone.
No, it's friendly fire.
Who married It is.
Oh,
it is.
That woman who married her dad?
Yes. Yeah.
And they all had to wear purple Converse.
Yeah, we're all wearing
was that
Converse.
Part of it?
He's going to wear a bow tie, but he thinks he doesn't want to wear a bow tie. We're going to wear purple Converse. And, like, it's going to be black and purple are colors, because those are my favorite colors. And in the middle of each, like, the centerpiece, it's going to be, like, black branches to represent the tree. It's like, so at your wedding, it's going to be black. Mm. And there's going to be a black, twisted, dead tree to represent your love. Like, it's, like, a little on the nose.
You're like, it's fine that you marry your dad, but your gothic wedding is, like,
it's
90s
it's
trash.
It's really tacky. It's so tacky.
This Hot Topic-themed wedding is garbage.
Seriously, you just get everything out of the Hot Topic bargain bin.
Ugh.
For your
There's
fucking
a lava
dad
lamp
wedding.
Cake. That's, I don't know. That was Hot Topic.
There's a
poacher of Belushi. I was thinking Spencer's.
Oh, Spencer's
gifts.
Yeah. That's where I went with the Belushi college sweatshirt.
They were
poster.
Always across the hallway from each other.
Fredericks of Hollywood. Did you guys have that?
No.
It was like really trashy lingerie.
That was the only piece I could masturbate to as a younger. You start out, you have a little Sears catalog floating around, but you have the Victoria's Secret. I always went, so for some reason, my mother never wore any of this, but there was a
you don't know.
Mailer. I looked through her underwear drawer when I was younger. I know what she was wearing. yikes.
This is so much information.
Well, you peek through things. At any rate, she had something hidden. But the Fredericks of Hollywood was the catalog where I was like, this is the trap. Like, it was enough to masturbate.
They had a catalog. That place was a hole.
They had a fucking mail order catalog. It was a big time hole.
My high school boyfriend got me something from there, and it was like some disgusting. I'm trying to remember. It said, like, I'm freaky, like in plastic. It was like plastic underwear. It was like trying to be sexy,
not
and
practical.
It like went right in the garbage.
Yeah,
it was like didn't fit on a person and was not made out of cloth. Like I'm trying to even remember. Maybe there was like a flamingo on the cooter.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Yeah,
you know, it was just like totally gross.
Right, inhuman.
Yeah,
is Frederick Savollywood still around?
I don't know. Will someone call in and let us know?
Please. Because Victoria's Secret really dominates the market, I feel.
Yeah, maybe they cleaned them up.
Hopefully.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about 6 degrees of separation.
We were talking about Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon.
I love that it's 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, 9 degrees of cousins with Kevin Bacon.
Well, she's like nine.
Come on,
I forgot. I literally already forgot that detail.
The two are ninth cousins once removed.
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, you dirty.
Oh, you dirty.
That's like, are we all ninth cousins? What the fuck?
Yeah, chances are in this room we're at least
That's like
ninth.
If you're a white person, I feel like.
You're probably ninth once removed.
Yeah.
Ben, what do you got?
Oh, boy. Frederick's is still going.
Oh,
Frederick's.com.
Got it.
Yep, they got it. They got a sale right now, $4 panties, guys.
$4 panties.
Bras, $29.50, free shipping. Shop now.
Free shipping?
That's the sell.
Wait,
what's
sorry.
The, is $29.50 cheap for a bra? What is a good brazier, reasonable.
Good bras are like $1 million.
They're so expensive.
You can kill that.
Remember that diamond bra? It was like $1 million.
I recently got
so comfy.
I got a bra fitting at this.
Those look comfy.
This bra, it's called the Town Shop uptown.
Oh, they do fittings?
Is that the one that where they really get your size right?
Yeah, and it was wonderful. The woman who sized me looked and sounded exactly like Jenny Slate. And just went in and was just like immediately like handling my boobs, like pushing around. But like was just had, I was just like very nice to be like, oh yeah, you don't care.
Yeah.
This is, you do this literally every day.
Yeah. Right. It kind of just hands. Like cut the crap.
Yeah. And she would like assess what your boobs look like in every bra. And she's like, I'm going to get you more. Don't worry.
Yeah.
It
I'm
going
to fix this.
But then they're like $100.
I like only wear like sports bras and dance bras because I just want to be comfortable.
No, I don't blame you. Like literally.
My husband loves it.
I got no qualms
so sexy.
With it. I know what those boobs are.
Yeah.
They're tremendous.
You've seen them.
No need
Thanks,
to.
Thanks, everyone.
Hey.
Stop. Everyone, stop. No.
You're going to. Ha, stop fondling my wife's breasts.
Oh, sorry. My
For
bad.
For the listeners at home. Shit got crazy.
If you're going to spend $100 on a bra, though, you want a pro to like fit you.
Oh,
it,
yeah,
right?
yeah.
You want Jenny Slate to touch them titties. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, which is great.
That is
I would go back again. I would highly recommend it. Town
well,
shop.
Some things are worth
uptown.
Spending a little cash on.
Because it's all you're going to wear all the time.
Yep. Every day.
Yeah.
This is a little off topic, but did anyone see that thing about when people were ordering like prom dresses from China and they would look like glorious
oh,
gowns
yeah.
and then they would come and it was like what we were saying Fredericks of Hollywood was. It's
yeah.
like a piece of like plastic Velcro with like a bow taped to it. And
it's
they were like,
you should, probably should have known.
Yeah, but I think that's so funny.
Yeah.
Those photos were like amazing. Anyway.
Anywho.
Do it yourself, I say.
Well, I think that's what Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick also say. It's enough about them.
Do your own cousin, they say.
Do your own cuz. What do we want to find out in Virtual Sugar?
What we do here is we take a real OkCupid profile.
Ooh.
We improvise a date with you. So I know that you're not looking to mingle, but
right,
you're
just for pretend.
An actor.
Wait, so you guys are going to be
the date?
Murph's going to play your date.
Oh, okay, I was like, are you both going to be the date?
Well, Diana might play any ancillary characters that
okay,
come
great.
Up. You
true.
Just play yourself. We took what we know about you to try to get a great match.
This is a real OkCupid profile.
Okay, great.
The name of the date.
The guy is Fighting Irish 88.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And you guys are going hat shopping.
Wonderful.
So when I ring the bell, the date starts. Merch
okay.
your date. And we'll just see what happens.
Okay.
No pressure.
Hey, what do you think of this 10-gallon cowboy hat?
I like it better than the fedoras.
Oh, great. Great. That's good.
It's just hard because, you know, I'm Irish, too, and we have such big heads.
We got big old potato heads, as they call us.
You know, and I feel like it looks good, but it makes it look
even
bigger. So I don't know if you want that or not. You know?
I don't
want
to be a cartoon fathead with a 10-gallon on.
But it
looks
good. I don't know. Maybe that's like your
look. Because the fedora
looks
like a yarmulke, you know?
Hi. I'm Paulette. I work here. I was just wondering.
I assumed Paulette.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
You guys are just ripping the hats out of the window to
Yeah, we're Irish.
Would you?
Yeah.
Great. Takes all kinds, I say.
Great.
But,
that's a great motto.
Mind, if you want to try anything, you can just let me know. I'll just pull it right off the shelf for you, and we can just leave the window display the way it is.
Now, speaking of mottos, did you have like a saying or anything? I'm trying to think from your profile, any sort of
I did.
A motto or a moniker of how you live your life.
The biggest head is the best head. My motto.
That's wonderful.
It's got a lot of meanings, Paulette.
Paulette, it just seems like all the best hats are in the window display, so I think we're just going to keep taking them out of there.
We're going to.
And try them on.
The ones on the shelves are garbage.
They just don't look as good as the... I don't know if it's a light or what it is, but...
The sunlight does a lot for a hat. I always say it.
A wonderful motto, Paulette. You're just coming up with these.
You're a motto lady.
Well, you're like Delilah from the radio, you know?
Yes!
Oh, I don't listen to radio.
Well,
I work here 24
hours a day. I'm serious in my car.
I have Sirius as well. It's a good satellite station.
Oh, my God.
Station. We both have Sirius.
So much in common.
You know what? Step into the light, into the window display. Let me put
Oh, my God. They're in the display.
I'm going to put...
Which one should I put on?
Let me put this... what is this? The Chinese prom number? Is that what this one's called?
Yes. It's called a Chappie.
A Chappie. Let me put
like
this Chappie
on. Like the movie we
you.
Saw.
Oh, Chappies. I give it a C+.
Me too.
Guys, I work here 24 hours a day.
Paulette, it's open 24
middle
hours
of the
a day.
Night?
Cats in Home is open always.
Jesus, what kind of clientele you get in here at 4 a.m.?
I worked on this window display for 2 hours and you just ripped it apart. Hats of the World is destroyed.
I'm sorry. It's just. Why would you put all of the best hats in the window, Paula? It just doesn't make any sense.
Yes, they're
you
working
you.
You
have people come in.
Because I want people to come in. Are you guys brother and sister? You have the same
hair. Oh, my
head.
God. We're going to get that so much.
We look so similar. We have all the same interests.
We have the short upper lip.
Yeah, it's that little cleft lip and the big heads.
And the
blue I wouldn't call
eyes.
It a cleft lip, medically speaking,
no,
but it's kind
it just,
of...
Well, just Irish people have that short lip
little
and the
thin upper lip.
Upper lip, yep. So, you know...
But I don't think we're related unless we needed to do some sort of genealogical.
You know what's so funny? I actually did the genealogy. It turns out we're ninth cousins once
removed. Are we
removed?
Oh,
isn't
we're removed.
That so funny?
Phew, yeah. I'm glad we're removed. That means we can make love, I think.
I'm sorry I got so emotional. I just haven't slept in 4 years.
Well, your knuckles are bleeding, Paulette.
Paulette, I love to be a part of this drama. I'm really enjoying it.
I'm sorry about the blood. Did you guys want to purchase anything?
You know, I want to get the lady a Chappie. I don't know. I feel like...
Can we get matching Chappies?
Please. I thought you'd never ask. Get us matching Chappies and wipe that blood off your hands because we don't want it on our hats.
Bad news. That's the only Chappie. That's why it was in the window.
Can we share it?
Let's see if we can jam our heads
get our two giant Irish noggins in here? Well, it's torn. You take half. I'll take half.
Like King... Wait, what was that guy's name?
God,
King
Chappie.
Richard.
The second.
Like a wishbone... We've broken
that
it
little
into two
dog
pieces.
Had solved mysteries.
That's a motto for you, Paulette.
That'll be $2,000.
Well, the gentleman always pays, right?
That's true. I will charge it to this Amex. You take Amex, don't you, Paulette? You're
yes.
open 24 hours. You better take
no,
Amex.
No, of course we take Amex. Let me run that for you.
I have a Fredericks of Hollywood card.
Oh.
Will that play? Is that in play? No,
I
probably.
Remember that. When I used to go through my mother's drawers, she'd
yes.
always have a lot of that kind of lingerie.
I fucking went through my mother's drawers.
Oh.
We're ninth.
No,
we're once removed. We don't
no
have the same
way.
Mom.
No, we have the same. There's no way we have the same mom and grew up in the same house and didn't realize it. What's your last name?
Murphy.
Oh, my God. No, that's
Are
a very common. No, it's a common last name. Last name Irish.
Hold on a second. Do you have a brother that's on OkCupid as fighting Irish?
Oh, my God, I do. Do you have a sister on OkCupid?
Fuck.
Oh, my God. It's Irish people look so much
There's
alike.
So
it's
many
so
similarities.
Hard to tell people apart.
I don't...
You could be my brother. You could be my ninth cousin removed.
I'm sorry, sir. I tried to run this card, and it turns out it's just a slice of potato.
You know,
that's racist.
That's also very racist. Yeah.
How dare you?
Out of my store.
You hate the Irish. We're going to let everyone
you
know.
You McPerverts, get out of here.
McPerverts.
I don't know what you are, Paulette, or else I would savage you right now.
Come on,
I'm
sis.
Canadian.
Let's get out of here. Second date, yes.
Yep.
That's so interesting that you guys were related.
I know.
It just was like an organic discovery.
It really was.
It really was.
We climbed the genealogical tree and we got to the top and we found out we were related. It's 76 degrees and sunny in the room
so
right
hot.
Now.
Do you guys think that they'll go on a second date?
I mean, they have to. I feel like once you're...
I think they'll get drunk and have sex and never talk
about
it.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. That's what the Irish do. They get
well,
drunk and
do
things.
Well, they water plants.
Ooh, now that's a little too intimate, I think.
If it's a potato plant. No. If it's a corned beef plant.
Get that
the Irish goodbye.
And beef.
Oh. Speaking of goodbyes. Ooh, wow, I saw that card.
I set him up. Woo. She knocks him down. All right.
A guest that can help us with our transitions to the end of the show.
That's beautiful. All we need.
Make me sad, but what does make me sad?
Are you looking for a part-time job that doesn't pay?
Always.
Great.
It's like if my nose is constantly running.
We love it.
Great. It's great.
I'm sad,
too.
So are you.
You gotta say. I love that you know how I feel and you tell me, because sometimes I don't know.
It's because we're brother and sister.
Hush, that's saved for the last episode.
Save it for the last dance.
We gotta say goodbye to Hallie.
I don't want to.
No.
Guys, I want to stay here in this airless, windowless room forever and drink white wine. By the way, the name of the white wine, Woodbridge by Robert Monday.
Oh, Robert Monday.
Ooh, the finest vintage. Robert Monday, expert winery.
Winery.
Amazing.
Oh, Mondavi. I literally thought it was Monday. It's not. Ugh.
Bobby Tuesday.
No, he's Robert Monday to us.
Thank you.
You know what? You can read smart, funny articles Hallie has written all over the interwebs. Get out there. Just Google Friendly Fire.
Please Google it. You're going to love it.
Hallie's face pops up. You want to see her comedy chops? Watch Friends of the People on True TV.
Yes, please.
Follow her on Twitter at Hallie Kiefer.
Thank you, Miss
Hallie.
Thank
you so much for having me. It was
such
a pleasure.
Thank you for doing it. This was so much fun. We got to thank some other folks. Who else are we thanking here?
We're thanking our producer, Fuzz Hose Lee. That's Ben Hosley.
We're thanking our mama, UCB Comedy. And please follow us on Twitter, at Menage Radio. Beads of sweat.
Yeah, my pits are. Woo. Sprinklers.
I don't know what the moisture is at this point. Please email us at menageatrois.radio@gmail.com and check us out online at menageatrois.radio.com. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And check us out on April 11th at the Chelsea Theater.
Midnight.
At midnight for a live Menage a Trois Radio.
Come
get
us. That's
Saturday. See us after dark.
See us after dark on Saturday, April 11th. Thanks for that, Haas.
Things get nasty in a good way.
Sex radio.
Radio about sex.
Menage a Trois is recorded at UCB Comedy Studios in New York City. Titillating tunes brought to you by French Horn Rebellion. Check out all things funny at ucbcomedy.com and subscribe to Menage a Trois Radio on iTunes for new episodes every hump day. That's Wednesday for all you lovers out there.